The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to WMTS World Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com, the internet's only 24-hour a day, 7-day a week radio network with news that you can use. And once again, on our live line right now is Mr. Gregory Crowe. He's the president and CEO of Silver One Resources. Silver One's aim is to become a premier silver-focused exploration and development company. And the company has acquired 100% interest in three significant silver assets from First Mining Finance. Through this transaction, First Mining owns 7.2% of the issued and outstanding shares of Silver One. Greg, welcome back to the program. It's so good to have you back on with us.
Thanks, Evan. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
I know PDAC just recently happened, and boy, I hear rumor has it there was a big buzz going on there at PDAC. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would.
Yeah, for your listeners who aren't familiar with it, PDAC, which stands for the Prospectors and Development and Developers, big conference that takes place every year in March in Toronto, Canada. It essentially is the world's largest gathering of mining individuals, and there's lots of deals that take place there. Lots of presentations by companies all trying to sell their wares, shall we say. This year, attendance was up a little bit over last year, which is a good sign. Usually, there, as you said, there's a big buzz there every year. People get excited, and a lot of deals get done. And Silver One is not an exception. We spoke with lots of people, lots of interest in our company, and we're ready just to move forward.
The ticker symbol, folks, on the OTC is SLVRF, SLVRF. On the TSX, it's SVE, SVE, the website you want to go to for more information, silverone.com. That's silverone.com. Before we dive into today's interview and bullet points, Greg, I want to ask, of course, the million-dollar question everybody asks: why silver?
Well, silver is a very useful commodity. Anybody who is not living under a rock uses silver. It is an essential component in almost anything electronic, computers, cell phones, all of the new electronic vehicles, all of the electronic connections are silver. Silver is also very important in the medical industry, of course, it's very important in the solar industry as well. All those solar panels use silver. It's used in mirrors. It's used in silverware. What's interesting about silver as well is even though it's considered a precious metal, it's really an industrial mineral. But when the bull market comes in precious metals, such as in gold, silver usually rallies because there's a huge investor sentiment that dives into silver as the poor man's gold. So silver is very versatile, well-used, huge industrial component that is growing exponentially as the world electrifies, and also it is an investor dream, particularly in a rising bull market.
You mentioned a moment ago that attendance was up this year at PDAC. Why do you feel that?
Well, what's interesting is I did a previous company that I formed in 2002 that was very successful. Mm-hmm. What was interesting about 2002 was it was post-dot-com bust, okay, shall we say.
All right.
And the mineral commodities business had been in recession for about 5 to 6 years. And it was just prior to the beginning of a bull run in precious metals. And that bull run went off like a rocket and lasted up and down over 10 years. And then it crashed in about 2012. I'm starting to see the same sentiment happening again, where a lot of interest in potential bull market and precious metals coming again. How long it will last this time, we don't know, but a lot of excitement and a lot of enthusiasm.
In your humble opinion, let's talk a little bit about the Fed stalling the interest rate hikes. Do you think that there may be one more interest rate hike or not?
Well, I don't know if there's going to be one or there's going to be none. I don't think it really matters. I think the most important thing is you've went from four in 2018 to zero or one in 2019. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because essentially the Fed's looking beyond the borders of the United States and seeing a weakening world economy. And essentially with a weakening world economy, what are the factors controlling that? We can go on, you know, a long time and talk about that.
Right.
But the fact is that what that's doing is trade's going to decrease, inflation's going to decrease, and there's no need for more rate hikes. Now, if you don't have more rate hikes in the U.S., then the enthusiasm to hold U.S. dollar falls off. So the value of the U.S. dollar will fall. Once the value of the U.S. dollar falls, and also there could be a falling interest in U.S. stock markets, once that happens, then traditionally investors will head back into precious metals. So that's why we watch all of these different components to see which way, you know, the economy in general is heading.
And that's a very good point you bring up, because that was actually my next question to you about, you know, possibly a lower U.S. dollar.
Yes, and that's happening. I don't know if you saw it today that the U.S. dollar came down a little bit. The U.S. dollar index is off. Markets are actually doing okay again. We thought they were going to falter more in 2018, but they seem to have rallied a bit in early 2019. But is that going to remain the case or not? And as I said, with a weakening market, weakening U.S. dollar, usually that's a good sign for precious metals.
My guest is the president and CEO of Silver One Resources, Mr. Gregory Crowe. The website, silverone.com. There is a plethora of information on the website. Please go and investigate. Of course, investigate before you invest. Always do your due diligence and your homework. The ticker symbol, if you want to check them out, is on the OTC, SLVRF. That's SLVRF. And on the TSX, it's SVESVE. Greg, talk to me a little bit about the global economic downturn.
Well, essentially, a couple of things are happening globally. We're seeing trade wars happening, less trade, tariffs essentially deterring trade, China pulling back, not growing as much, so not using as much in terms of their commodities, etc. We're seeing Europe in turmoil, be it the Italian shake-up with respect to their policies, whether they want to follow the European Union policies or not, with respect to borrowing and the value of the euro, which is hurting their economy. And then we're seeing something called Brexit. And for those of you who aren't familiar, Brexit is essentially meaning Britain exiting the European Union. Deadline, end of March this year. They have to either have a negotiated agreement with the European Union, or there could be a hard exit. And if there's a hard exit, all those trade agreements just suddenly stop, and you're going to see a lot of turmoil in the markets in Europe and Britain. There was a key vote in Parliament just today that Prime Minister Elizabeth May lost, and she was looking for concessions from her hardline Conservatives with regard to making concessions to the European Union, and this did not pass. So it's not looking hopeful for Britain to have a solution by the time the deadline comes at the end of March.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the mega mergers going on. First, let's talk about Newmont and Goldcorp.
Well, let's talk about them all. Because
yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a whole list of them there.
Yeah, we got Newmont Goldcorp, two big gold producers. Newmont, possibly the first or second biggest company, depending how we measure it. A merger at about $10 billion. Then
wow.
There's the Barrick Rand, Rand is a South African company, merger that took place. Barrick, again, either number one or number two company in terms of gold production. That's an $18 billion merger. Those two are taking place, so they're essentially done. Then, just prior to the PDAC convention, Barrick announced a proposal to take over Newmont. That was valued at about $17.8 billion. Now, they have just withdrawn the proposal a couple of days ago, but they're working on forming a joint venture with Newmont to merge all of their Nevada operations. Now, what's interesting is the Nevada gold operations, if they combine, amount to the production of about 4.1 million ounces per year, at least based on the 2018 figures. So what's happening here? Essentially, some people are suggesting that the whole strategy that's taking place is these mega companies are positioning themselves to acquire more ounces in advance of what is hopefully going to be an upcoming bull market. And we see this happening in other sectors when similar things happen with respect to upturn and market trends. So this is another indicator that perhaps we're just at the beginning of a new bull market in precious metals.
My special guest this half hour is Mr. Gregory Crow. He is the president, CEO of Silver One Resources. You can visit their website, silverone.com. That's silverone.com. The ticker symbol on the OTC is SLVRF. SLVRF on the TSX. It's SVE, SVE. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the many uses of silver, supply and demand, the potential drivers of the silver price. There's a whole lot more to talk to with Gregory Crow, President and CEO of Silver One Resources. We'll be right back after this.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Think you know a lot about identity theft? Well, here's a quick quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. Well, that's false. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. That one, false, false, false. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-980-2870. That's 1-800-980-2870. Or visit LifeLock.com now. Use my promo code Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T, Hewitt, to save 10% on your membership. Call 1-800-980-2870, 1-800-980-2870.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Do you need working capital for your business? Don't wait months for bank approval. Get the cash you need to fund your business today at businessloanstoday.com. Even if you've been turned down from a local bank, if you need working capital now, go to businessloanstoday.com. We provide alternative financing to businesses like dentists, chiropractors, physicians, contractors, auto mechanics, and hundreds of other types of services. Unlike banks, our unique financing services are flexible with repayment plans tailored to meet your needs. There's no collateral required and loans are not based on your personal credit score. Getting the cash your business needs is easy. First, just fill out the simple application. Next, we'll customize your financing to fit your needs. And then, within 24 hours after approval, your funds are available up to $250,000. Find out why thousands of business owners are turning to alternative financing instead of standard banks. The application takes just minutes. So call Business Loans today at 1-800-811-8736 and see what you qualify for. That's 800-811-8736. 800-811-8736.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program, on any show, on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. You're listening to the Internet's only financial talk station with news that you can use. This is WMTS, World Money Talk Station.
And welcome back to WMTS, World Money Talk Station at MoneyTalkStation.com. If you miss any of these interviews or any part of this interview, you can go to our website, MoneyTalkStation.com, and they are archived up there. Indefinitely. That means that we never take them down. They're always there for you to listen to at your leisure. My special guest is Gregory Crow, the president and CEO of Silver One Resources. And Greg, let's talk a little bit about the many uses of silver, if we could.
Sure. Well, almost endless, but let's just categorize it based on the main ones. The biggest use of silver, of course, is electronics, plus photovoltaic, which are essentially solar panels.
Right.
Almost everything electrical connection that you have in your computer, your cell phone, in the new up-and-coming electric vehicle revolution, silver is a very good conductor, so it's used for a lot of the connections. It's also used extensively still in jewelry and silverware. Almost 25% of all silver is still used in those components. Still using about 5% in photography, so even though photography has gone digital, every time you print out one of those nice photos, you're using silver nitrates. So also such things as the production of ethylene oxide, which is used for making essentially antifreeze for your windshield, etc. It's used in the medical industry, essentially all sorts of components. It has one of the highest antibacterial components of any other metal, used a lot in bandages and wrappings during war situations to fight bacteria, particularly making a comeback now with some of the antibiotics which are now being bacteria which are resistant to antibiotics. So all sorts of uses. Coins and bars, investors, probably up to 20%, maybe going up to 30% when there's a bull market. So very versatile, both a industrial and a precious metal at the same time.
What countries, in your humble opinion, have the biggest supply and demand for silver these days?
Well, demand, of course, are U.S., China, you know, big industrial countries, etc. But the actual supply, the largest supplier of silver right now is actually Mexico.
Okay.
But other big producers are Peru, Chile, places like that. Silver is an interesting one as well, because there are very, very few pure silver mines. Silver is usually mined as a byproduct in either a gold-silver mine, and a lot of those are in Nevada, or a gold-lead-zinc mine. A lot of those are in Mexico.
Right.
Or copper has a lot of silver, certain copper deposits. So it's an interesting element. What is interesting is one of our projects, Candelaria, is almost a pure silver mine with maybe a 0.5% of the other commodities being gold. So it's a very rare deposit.
Now, you mentioned Mexico. You guys currently have a project going on in Mexico, correct?
Yeah, we have three projects in Mexico, and one of them just in northern Sonora State, close to the U.S. border, called Peñasco Quemado. We put a little drill on there, and we're just drilling some geochemical and geophysical anomalies. That program is in progress and should have the results out in a few weeks. But it's not our core project. Our core projects are in Nevada. Those are the big projects.
Right. I remember we touched on that last time. Let's talk a little bit about the potential drivers of the silver of silver price. Of course, the U.S. dollar, the markets, the debt, et cetera, so on and so forth.
Sure. As I said, you know, what happens is whenever there is economic and or political turmoil, where do people go? They usually get into safe haven investments, and those safe haven investments are traditionally precious metals. So essentially, what are some of the things? As I said, drop in the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar index is starting to head down.
Right.
Economic and political risk. Lots of political risk, lots of economic risk out there, particularly in Europe. I know the U.S. thinks it's isolated with the boom that you've had over the last couple of years, but with that boom is coming ridiculous amounts of debt. And there was thought it was going to be inflation, but the taming of the world economy, shall we say, is keeping inflation down. Dow Jones, essentially, you had a booming Dow Jones going to the heights in 2018, started faltering in November, December. It's rallied a little bit, but it didn't regain its heights. So is that something which you need to look out for? If you see a major downturn in the Dow Jones, where are people going to be putting their money? And as I said, generally they head back into safe havens like precious metals.
And of course, you know, our wonderful president, Trumponomics, that's also has a lot to do with it also in the trade wars, right?
Well, the trade wars are kind of making things a little bit interesting because, of course, one of the big growth factors for commodities in general, and I'm not just talking precious metals, I'm talking copper, lead, zinc, etc., was the phenomenal growth in China, particularly during the 2000s and up until essentially these huge, up until 2008 when there was a downturn. But China didn't falter that much, but with the trade wars with the U.S., I think that you're seeing a bit of stalling of growth in China, but it's also hurting the U.S. I mean, I guess one of the ideas of Trump's trade wars was to try and cut down on, you know, excessive imports into the U.S. And unfortunately, they've been rising because part of the Trump trade wars have also made products in the U.S. very expensive for U.S. citizens. So is it really working? Is it not? I guess time will be the judge.
When we take everything and put everything into perspective, tell me about Silver One's plans for the remainder of 2019.
Well, what we would like to do is we have two main projects in Nevada. One is a former past producer called the Candelaria Silver Mine. It produced most recently in the late 1990s by a company called Kinross, but before that it produced about 70 million ounces of silver. They shut down only due to low silver prices, and they left an awful lot of silver in the ground. It was picked up by a company called Silver Standard in the early 2000s, who reevaluated it, but with low silver prices at the time, under $5 per ounce silver, they couldn't do much with it, so they put it on the shelf. We did a deal with them in 2017. We have the right to acquire 100%, and we're reevaluating, is there economic potential to bring it back into production? We did some drilling last year. We're currently doing metallurgical studies, and we want to advance. We believe that with drilling, we can significantly increase the amount of mineralization there, and that's a real key.
Folks, this half hour has gone by so fast with Mr. Gregory Crow, the president and CEO of Silver One Resources. Go to silverone.com for more information. Silverone.com for more information. SLVRF on the OTC, and on the TSX, it's SVE. Greg, thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to speaking with you next time to get an update on the company.
Okay, Evan, thank you very much.
Folks, more information coming up right after this on World Money Talk Station. Don't go anywhere.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.